When a meeting is held, it may be of directors of a firm or heads of departments of a large business, there is a great deal of work for the secretary to do, not only during the meeting itself, but also before it actually takes place and after it is over. Care must be taken over several details to make sure that the meeting runs efficiently and that all business is done as quickly as possible. The work of the secretary will probably begin sometime before the actual date when the meeting is to be held. It is quite often necessary for him to arrange a suitable date as well as the time and place for the meeting. And it will, in any case, be his duty to make certain that everyone knows these details as far as possible in advance, and that all the items that have to be discussed are arranged in the form of an agenda. The actual arrangements for the meeting itself will vary, of course, according to the number of people who will be attending and the type of meeting. But it is important to ensure that all details are planned for the comfort and convenience of those who will be present. Writing materials should be made available, together with any papers or documents which might be needed for reference. The secretary should also be ready to help or advise the chairman or other officials if he is asked to do so. An important part of his work during the meeting will be to keep a careful record of what takes place, making sure that all details are correct. After the meeting, the secretary should make sure that no papers or documents are missing. He must, of course, write up the minutes, and he will probably have to send copies of them to all concerned. He may also have to take action on matters arising from decisions which were reached at the meeting. Usually, it is taken for granted that all these things will be done, and this in itself proves the secretary's efficiency.